flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. The disciple asked, I am so fragile. Master, how can I become strong? The master said, start lifting heavy weights. The disciple asked, which weights? And the master said, your own thoughts are the heaviest things on earth. Nothing is heavier on this earth than the weight of thoughts. And those thoughts only make us heavy. Or light. Those thoughts only make us weak or strong. Thoughts create our destiny. The energy of thoughts is the energy of our destiny. They make or mar us. We wax and we wane. Due to the waxing and waning of our thoughts, we become weak and we feel there are obstacles. It's all in the thoughts. In today's Murli Baba told to invoke your complete stage, or your complete stage is invoking you. Do you see it very clear and near? If the stage is not clear and it is not near, then you will have certain problems. The first is effort. You will have to slog. The second is doubt. The third is up and down. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. Rather than touring the three world, they'll keep touring into the happy stage and unhappy stage. Spiritual bipolar disorder, where you move from spiritual euphoria and mania on one side, on one side of the spectrum, to the spiritual frustration and spiritual depression. Sometimes up, sometimes down. And the fourth, you become sensitive, nazuk, and start playing games. So these are the four things that happen when you don't see your perfect stage, your complete stage, near and clear. So the very first exercise from this Murli is visualize your complete stage. See it. Feel it. Know it. Understand it. And everyone's complete stage is relatively different. Whatever weakness you have at present in that complete stage, that weakness is not there. If you suffer from conflict, that conflict has disappeared. If you suffer from confusion, in the perfect stage, that confusion is not there. It's human's nature to take advices from people. And most of the people here are confused. And a confused man can give only confusion, nothing else. So when the goal is not clear, and the goal doesn't appear near, spashta samip, then you have to do a lot of effort, manat. You have to struggle a lot. That's why victory comes with visualization. Visualize it. Half of the work. 70% success comes with visualization, while 30% you need planning. 70% success comes with visualization and affirmations. You see and you affirm. But yes, visualization and affirmation alone doesn't guarantee success. A runner who wants to win the marathon, he visualizes every day that he is winning it. He is running faster than any one of them. He creates visualization, I am full of energy, I am full of stamina. He creates a visualization as if there is a ball, a bubble, and he is running inside that bubble. So he doesn't have, his legs are not moving, that bubble is moving. Or there are wheels on his feet. So he creates the visualization. I am not running at all. He creates the visualization. I am flying. Some higher force is pulling me. My feet are not on the ground. So visualization. I am unstoppable. I am strong. I am powerful. I am invincible. I don't need batteries. I am a Porsche with no brakes. I am unstoppable. I win every single game. I am confident. And I practice, I practice, I practice. So 70% success in any field will come with visualization and affirmation. But 30% will need efforts, planning, implementation, teamwork, team dynamics. So here also, if you don't visualize your complete form, the form will remain away and unclear, unconspicuous. If you want to see it as crystal clear, when you start seeing it, start having the crystal clear vision of your complete form, this manat, this effort will go away. Second, the doubt will get replaced by faith. The third, the up and down, the vicissitudes, dil kush, dil shikast, sometimes happy, sometimes disheartened, this will go away. And the fourth, you will not remain a sensitive baby. So, the first exercise from today's Murli is meditation, is visualization. See your complete form, the perfected form, the perfect form. That highest, complete version of yours. The complete version will always have all the features. But you have to pay for it. The paid version. And the free version always will have a lot of distraction and ads. It will not have all the features. You have to take the premium, the complete version. But then you have to pay. What payment? So visualize that complete form. The second visualization is visualization through nature. Take a nature walk. And this is a very good exercise. You go see the nature. The nature is complete. The nature is perfect. There is no hurry. There is no worry. Everything is going on so smoothly, without stress and tension, without any hassle. When you see nature, You can feel. You can get the feel of how that complete form would be. You will get a hang of it. The complete form would be still, disturbance free. Eternal patience and eternal liberty. No bondage, no slavery. The flower doesn't want to make any exhibition. It doesn't go and do any propaganda of its beauty and its fragrance. The garden is there only. If you come, you will enjoy. If you don't come, it doesn't force you. There is no want. There is no desire. It is the want and the desire that makes you a beggar. And spirituality is not for beggars. The kingdom of the world is not for the beggars. It's for the opulent. The spiritual opulence here will get converted into a royal opulence there. So, nature. The third is, think of one obstacle of your life. One single greatest obstacle. And churn on three creative ways to fix it. The greatest obstacle. It could be emotional, it could be financial, it could be social, it could be personal, it could be physical, mental. It could be anything related to food or anything, some addiction. One single obstacle which is pestering you, bugging you. Which makes you have sleepless nights, which causes you anxiety, fear, phobias, uneasiness, which keeps your heart on flame. You burn and can't share. Such an obstacle. And think of three creative ways to resolve it. Because the obstacle is yet not clear. That's why solution is yet not clear. For a solution to arise, the problem should be clear. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall open. Ask and it shall be given. You just have to knock. The door will open. You can write a letter to your future self. My future me. A very short letter. Dear future me. I congratulate you for overcoming all the weaknesses. I aspire to meet you soon. Write a letter to your future me, future self, the complete stage. Strength building exercises. Identify one weak spot, an Achilles heel of your personality. What is that one weak spot? And convert that spot into your strength. keep some inspiring quotes with you that help you on your journey to Sampurnata. Because the journey to the complete stage is fraught with dangers. The path is thorny. It goes through the jungle. The thieves are waiting in ambush. The weather is inclement. Wild animals crocodiles, bears, they are running amok. The path is not smooth. You need to have certain codes with you. Certain powerful quotes that will help you stay on the path. Otherwise, there is every chance that distractions would come and distract you. Failures may dishearten you to the extent that now you don't want to try again. The defeat is heart-wrenching, distressing. The opposition, the enemies, the critics, they are always there to stop you. So you need to have certain powerful songs, inspiring quotes, inspiring pictures, inspiring personalities, something inspiring, lessons, classes, pictures, posters, videos, audios, something that inspires you all the time. Because otherwise you get weak. So these are some of the things, and Baba has talked about his wishes, how he wants you to be lighthouse, mighthouse, star. The whole world should sing your praises. You should become a king. You should have your own kingdom. You should be embodiment of virtues, powers. Your speciality should be so attractive. The world should sing your glory. They should forget their sorrows and sufferings and miseries, seeing you, and they should get happy. This is what Father wants from you. So, these are some of the exercises from today's Murli. Don't feel weak. A disciple asks, I am so weak, what should I do? I am like a feather. The master says, don't worry. When many feathers attach together, they become wings, and wings fly. So fly. Om Shanti.